Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC Advisory Committee has unanimously voted to add COVID-19 shots to the child and adolescent vaccination schedule. The decision leaves millions of parents worried due to reports of rising injuries and deaths caused by the vaccines. In addition, the CDC is set to decide on whether Pfizer and Moderna should be permanently shielded from injury liability resulting from COVID-19 vaccines. Former UCLA student Christian Seeker was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison on Wednesday for his involvement in January 6. Embattled Los Angeles Councilman Kevin De Leon said Wednesday he will not resign amid anger over a leaked tape that revealed him participating in a meeting in which Democrat officials made racist remarks and planned to expand their political power. Former City Council President Nuri Martinez has already resigned. Acting L.A. City Council President Mitch O'Farrell.
The resignation of Councilwoman Martinez is the right first step. And to also say that Council Members Cedillo and De Leon must follow suit.
Vice President Mike Pence has some comments on Russian President Putin.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is warning against the growing populist tide in the Republican Party. Speaking at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, Pence admonished Putin apologists unwilling to stand up to the Russian leader over his assault on Ukraine.
As Russia continues its unconscionable war of aggression in Ukraine, I believe the conservatives must make it clear that Putin must stop and Putin will pay.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
San Diego and Houston baseball teams won overnight in the Final Four race to the World Series. One game tonight, Yankees at Houston. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The White House continues to push its green agenda as energy costs are skyrocketing in a country only 2 years removed from energy independence.
President Biden met with some of the grant winners at the White House Wednesday afternoon, saying while the investment in domestic battery production will create jobs, it'll also present new challenges.
Demand for critical materials is set to skyrocket by 400 to 600% over the next several decades. The demand for minerals like lithium and graphite is expected to increase by as much as 4,000%.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
France's Naval Group has unveiled a scale model of the nuclear-powered, all-electric, new-generation aircraft carrier that is set to replace the nuclear-powered Charles de Gaulle in 2038. The carrier will weigh 83,000 tons and will be just over 1,000 feet long. An Oklahoma inmate will get no help from the Supreme Court of the United States.
The U.S. Supreme Court is denying the last-minute appeal for an Oklahoma man on death row. The court has rejected the execution stay for Benjamin Cole, who's scheduled to be put to death Thursday. Cole was sentenced to death row in 2004 for the killing of his 9-month-old daughter by breaking her spine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Well, we're getting down to the countdown here to the midterms, what some are calling a red wave here officially on Bill Martinez Live. We're referring to it as an American wave, not Republican, not Democratic. This is about people who are serious about upholding the foundational principles of our Constitution. And I believe this is what's going to take place. And I believe that this is what we should rally around and hope for, because we know the left, as you've written about, this moderate in name only is so obvious right now. They're trying to do everything they can. They do not want Joe Biden around any of their campaigns. They are resentful of the fact that they have got to, they own the Joe Biden principles that have brought on the recession, that have brought on the economic collapse, our surrender of energy independence, all brought to you by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden.
Absolutely. You know, these people running away from Joe Biden. Joe who? I don't know that word. Who is this guy? Yeah, and it's ridiculous. Look, these people, the Democrats who are running for re-election in the Senate and the House, these people voted for his policies. In many cases, only Democrats voted for him. There were no Republicans involved in things like the initial the big spending bill that came out right after Biden got in, Inflation Reduction Act, all this other stuff. So, you know, they can't say, look, there's a bipartisan mistake. These are largely Democrat mistakes, with Republicans fighting tooth and nail to stop these things, and unfortunately they have the votes to do so. But regardless, you've got, as you say, and I coined the phrase MINO, moderates in name only.
I like that.
Rhinos and minos. You know, these people running for re-election say, oh, you know, we're moderates and we're centrists and all this stuff. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's an utter smokescreen. For example, you have Michael Bennett of Colorado. He's called a quiet moderate by Politico. Slate calls him a, quote, relative centrist. Well, I took a look at a number of these people and their American Conservative Union ratings, 0 being most liberal, 100 being most conservative, and also how much they voted with Biden. So this relative centrist, Michael Bennett, has an ACU rating of 5.7. He's barely 6%, right? And then in terms of voting for Biden, 98%. So how can he be less than 6% conservative and 98% with Biden and call yourself a centrist? That's laughable. And in Nevada, we have Catherine Cortez Masto. She gets a 5.6 AC rating, votes 93% with Joe Biden. In New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan, 6.7% AC rating, 96.4%. with Biden. Mark Kelly of Arizona, he's about 13%, 94% with Biden. And then in Georgia, you've got Raphael Warnock. He's at 7.7% AC rating, 96% with Biden. So these are not moderates, even though people in the media try to pretend that they're moderates. In fact, it's even amazing in both Bennett of Colorado and Cortez Masto of Nevada. They are left of Bernie Sanders, if you can believe that. Bernie Sanders has an AC rating of 6.2%, and he's 92%, 93% with Joe Biden. So you look at the AC ratings and the pro-Biden percentages of Michael Bennett in Colorado and Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada, and both of them vote to the left of Senator Bernie Sanders, who is a self-proclaimed socialist. So I'm sick and tired of hearing about how moderate and centrist and middle of the road these people are. Most Democrats, unfortunately, in Congress these days are at least far left, if not Marxist, if not borderline communist.
You see, if they can't stay in a bunker like Joe Biden, you know, this great political strategy that he was able to utilize to become president of the United States, these Republicans, I mean, and I should say Democrats, are now forced to come out of cover, and they've got to go one-on-one in debates. And it is pathetic to watch them in these debates. Their moderate shroud is so exposed for what it is. They really do not have a reasonable response, whether it's J.D. Vance in Ohio one-on-one with Tim Ryan. I mean, even Warnock and Herschel Walker. You know, the press tried to, you know, present it as, well, you know, Herschel Walker had, you know, such a low bar, you know, to jump over that, you know, he was going to look good. No, Warnock looks bad because of the very things that you pointed out. Val Demings, I mean, here she is in Florida trying to claim some sort of moderation. And how many times has she sided with Pelosi? And, and of course, she led the charge on that ridiculous impeachment against President Trump. And, you know, and here it is, you know, these people that are supposedly, you know, scholars in the law, and they really know nothing. All they know is how to abuse the law and ignore our constitutional rights. But somehow they're moderate. Somehow in all that morass, there's moderation. I don't get it.
Moderation and morass. How about that? Yeah, it is something to see these people. First of all, it's striking to me how many Democrats just refuse to debate. They just hide out, and I can't think of any examples of Republicans saying, "Oh no, I'm not going to debate. No, I'm not debating." Republicans are almost always eager to debate, and it's the Democrats who hide out, or they wait until, like Fetterman is doing in Pennsylvania, wait as late as possible. I think it's October 25 is the one debate to which he's agreed to do against Dr. Oz. With all the early voting, which is another massive disaster in this country, there'll be all sorts of people voting who will have cast their ballots already before the debate comes. And who knows, they may see Fetterman and go, wow, that guy's really got it together. I'll vote for him. Or they might say, wow, what a mess that guy is. I can't believe that I cast my ballot on his behalf. But whatever it is, you know, he put that off, as pushed it back as far as possible. And we
exactly.
have quite a number of candidates, local, state, and federal, who don't want to debate because they're afraid of actually standing by their records. You mentioned Val Demings. She has an AC rating of 4, big fat 4%, and she votes with Biden 100% of the time, as does Tim Ryan of Ohio, who's another centrist, who votes with Joe Biden 100% of the time. So this whole idea of these middle-of-the-road, moderate, reasonable Democrats, these people are just a thing of the past. I mean, the folks like Janet Patrick Moynihan and Lieberman and people like Sam Nunn, those are relics. Those people are, I mean, they might as well just be in a, you know, museum of antiquities. We're dealing with a totally different Democrat Party than people did. You know, your father's or your mother's Democrat Party, totally different than we have today. Totally different.
Yeah, the destruction that they have wreaked on our Constitution, on the American people, it is so notable that I don't know how they escape this. This is why, call it what you want, a red wave, an American wave, I don't know how that that does not occur, because you've got so many already Democrats, you know, being led by Tulsi Gabbard, who said, I'm out of here. You know, this just does not make, I can't stomach this anymore. I can't associate my support and my vote with a party that wants to destroy the very country, in her case, that she fought to defend.
No, you're absolutely correct about that. And it's very fascinating to see Tulsi Gabbard break with the Democrat Party. I think the next day she was campaigning with a Republican congressional candidate, House candidate. Which
no, she was supporting Governor Carrie Lake, too, in Arizona.
Oh, I didn't hear about Carrie,
I believe.
But the Congress.
Yeah,
for Congress,
right, exactly.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I think I got that right with her supporting Carrie Lake as well. So this is quite telling. I don't know that Tulsi will actually make the step and become a Republican. I think that's yet to be seen. But clearly, she no longer identifies with the Democratic Party for clear reason. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Welcome back, 19
minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez, and we've got DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. Well, DeRoy, America is a bit on pins and needles. I mean, we saw what happened. Same thing, just like you say, every year. You know, the pollsters come in, they project this great, you know, Democrat confirmation mandate for their policies. And it's hard. I mean, because we scratch our head and go, wait, how are you coming up with these numbers? I mean, look what's happening with our economy. I mean, this isn't by accident. I mean, the president's trying to take credit for job creation, and I don't even think that he has created one net job yet. I mean, basically, the jobs have returned that, you know, the Democrats killed because of COVID, and now they've opened the door and people are coming back to work, but it's still, we still got a lot of, a lot of road ahead of us because we've got to overcome the damage of what COVID did to this country, not only physically, but psychologically. And we're not even talking about the psychological effects of what it's had on the impact of our U.S. labor force.
Well, you know, COVID has had just a devastating effect on us. And what's amazing also is China's paid no price for this financially, in terms of diplomacy or anything else. And they're responsible either directly or indirectly for the deaths of, I think it's 1.2 million Americans. I think it's about 4 to 6 million dead people around the world, thanks to the Wuhan virus. It is amazing the destruction that COVID has had on America, crime as well. As a result of going home and working from home, a lot of people think, you know, I kind of like doing my job in a bathrobe rather than having to put on a suit and go downtown. I talked to someone last night. I was in Las Vegas, and some folks who were sitting next to me at dinner said they're from Minneapolis. And I probably should confirm this figure, but what I was told was that the downtown Minneapolis office occupancy rate right now is 13%. Now, if that's true, and you have downtown office buildings that are 87% empty, think what that does for the people who own these skyscrapers, which here are on the verge of being turned into sort of gigantic sculptures, which are, you know, works of art you can look at and admire, but nobody's in them. And then if you're running a restaurant or a shoe repair shop or a clothes shop or anything, a newsstand around those office buildings, you know, you're hating life because your clientele are not downtown buying from you. They're out in the suburbs at home, you know, maybe shopping for people out in the residential neighborhoods, but they're not downtown doing business in your place. So that's sort of terrible. And I don't see any effort whatsoever on the part of Joe Biden and the Democrats to create any kind of incentive for people to grow and expand and revitalize their businesses so they will, people go back to work and have thriving companies where they actually can restore their careers and restore their paths to prosperity. You know, they're increasing corporate taxes, increasing regulations, this whole attack on energy. None of those things will make it any easier for anybody who runs an office building in downtown Minneapolis or downtown any other city in this country.
Exactly.
Bring people in and bring workers back into the office place and back to the
Well, you bring up a good point here. You know, these people that you were talking to, I mean, what I'm hearing, it's almost China-like. I mean, this sounds almost like China, what China's going through. They got all these buildings and they're empty. You know,
this is
what communism delivers. And here we are. And you've got Joe Biden. You've got others, other bureaucrats who are captured by this China illusion and this globalist mindset, thinking that, you know, the Chinese have it all together. And we want to follow their lead. And in some regards, we are, just like you said. I mean, if you ran these numbers, you'd think, oh, God, this sounds like China. Go, oh, no, this is downtown Minneapolis. You got to be kidding me. This kind of occupancy rate? And, of course, you know what's been going on in New York because you live there. You know, they've been losing, you know, tens of thousands of people. Florida has been swelling up with, you know, people from New York. I guess the good news is we see Yankee hats all over the place now, right now, because of the series.
Oh, Yankees.
And
that's really,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we're celebrating Aaron Judge, you know, which is just awesome. This young man who the mainstream media is having a hard time with, because here he is. I mean, he's the antithesis of Roe v. Wade and all that represents, because he's adopted.
Hey,
he's adopted. He's a Christian. He's a good guy. And, you know, that doesn't fit in the modern day narrative, you know? Right?
Stand it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but here they're willing to, you know, fall over themselves, Major League Baseball and everything, for Sammy Sosa, who's got a cork in his bat, and McGuire, who's using, you know, little drug enhancements to hit a couple extra, you know, dingers out there. But here's a guy, does it on raw human strength, good kid, and, you know, I don't even think he's on the box of a Wheaties box yet.
Yeah, I guess they're waiting for him to have some scandal or something to make him more human or more,
yes,
more quote, real, unquote, or something like this. Yeah, that's a shame. And I didn't know he was adopted. That's very interesting, which again raises the question.
Great story.
His mother,
great story.
Well, you
yeah.
know, let's just kill the baby who wants this. Well, there'd be nowhere to judge now. How less a beautiful place Earth would be without him.
Exactly. And how many other Aaron Judges out there? How many other kids?
Aaron Judges would be there, except that
exactly
reported. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's
never know that.
But you see, that's why they can't bring it up, and their argument, the Democrats are arguing on what basically, when you look at the numbers, about 1%, but they make it seem like it's 99%. No, only 1% of abortions are because the mother is in danger, incest, or rape. Only 1%. 99% is based on, oop, wrong hookup. Oh, that's right. We wanted a boy. That's a girl. And next.
Try again.
You know, all these convenient emotional issues. But, oh, no, you know, my body, my right. And let's, you know, let's sacrifice the unborn innocent child in your womb, you know, at the altar of your convenience. I mean, this is ungodly. This is a disaster, what we've brought upon ourselves in this culture. It's no wonder that crime and all these other things that are directly attached to morals are being compromised right now, DeRoy, in my humble opinion.
Well, and I think on the abortion matter, I think one thing the GOP needs to do, I think basically after the Dobbs decision, the GOP, which had been pushing for overturning Roe v. Wade for the better part of 49 years, became a little bit like the dog that finally caught the car and didn't know what to do with it. And so, okay, well, we
exactly
Roe v. Wade, now what? And there was, you know, there were no talking points, no anything. There's no next step. And I think one of them should be adoption reform. Okay,
exactly.
I have friends who have adopted kids who've had to fly all the way to Korea, China, South Korea, China, and even to Kazakhstan to adopt kids. Now, something must be wrong in America where if you want to adopt kids, you've got to get on a plane and fly to Kazakhstan,
right,
to adopt kids.
Mm.
I don't know
exactly
if it's regulations. I don't know if it's expenses. I don't know if it's too much legal paperwork or what. But we need to make it easier to adopt kids in this country. And if we do, we can say to a woman who gets pregnant without planning to, listen, you don't have to abort the kid, have the child. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Jones there are eager to adopt the kid, and they'll be very happy to help take care of you. They might even pay your medical expenses and, you know, help you with your income, blah, blah, blah. And that, I think a lot of women will say, you know what, that's a good option. Let's try that. So I think that you've got to be pushing for adoption reform and whatever deregulation or streamlining, what have you, would be involved. Instead, what we get is, leave it to the states. That's kind of a, you know, I agree with that notion, but that's sort of a cold, legalistic sort of, hey, we're sitting in law school kind of a response versus something that actually is practical and will help both mothers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And at the state level, you know, things happen faster. I'll tell you, the GOP would be wise to make sure that they got a readout of J.D. Vance's response to Tim Ryan on that whole situation. Did you watch that?
I saw some of the highlights. I missed that part, though.
Well, the part was that he said Tim Ryan was talking about that the party, you know, Republicans are against, you know, abortion and yada yada, the whole deal. And they happened to bring up this 10-year-old girl that had to leave her home state. Right. Well, J.D. Vance reminded the people of the facts. OK, he said, well, you know, if Tim Ryan hadn't supported the policies that he did, first of all, the girl could have had her abortion in the state. She didn't have to go to Indiana. There, it could have been done in Ohio. And, oh, yeah, by the way, who raped her? An illegal immigrant, because of the policies. Yeah. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy.
You bet, Bill. Thanks. Great to talk with you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC Advisory Committee has unanimously voted to add COVID-19 shots to the child and adolescent vaccination schedule. Embattled Los Angeles Councilman Kevin De Leon said Wednesday he will not resign amid anger over a leaked tape that revealed him participating in a meeting in which Democrat officials made racist remarks and planned to expand their political power. Former City Council President Nuri Martinez has already resigned, acting L.A. City Council President Mitch O'Farrell.
The wound is deep. The harm is vast. The transgressions are of a profound significance.
San Diego and Houston baseball teams won overnight in the final four race to the World Series. There's only one game tonight, Yankees at Houston. Visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
With you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. I'm Bill Martinez. This is James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific as we're starting to draw closer to the conclusion of this midterm election season. I cannot wait till it's all over, buddy. Let me tell you.
Well, I think the nation cannot wait till it's over, and I think the majority of Americans are fatigued. They're fatigued with censorship, with the rotten economy that's been created by Democrat policies, with the crime, and, of course, with the open borders and with this ridiculous push for abortion right before a child is born.
Right.
So the expectations, all the indicators are that, the status quo Democrats are going to be pushed out of power by the power of the people. Unless we see a replay of the kind of
shenanigans, shenanigans, yeah,
fraudulent behavior that happened in 2020 that. And of course, no matter what happens, if the Democrats lose, we know by their behavior in the past that they will come out and be election deniers.
Mm-hmm.
Stacey Abrams is a prolific election denier. and virtually all of the Democrats in 2016, there's an entire montage of about 15 of them basically claiming that the election was illicit. And they tried to do the exact same things that Republican backers of President Trump tried to do in not certifying the Electoral College vote. So, yeah, so we're in for a lot of adventures. And, of course, because our country's been corrupted, our election system's been corrupted, we have many states where they've basically created the legislation to codify mail-in voting, to codify ballot harvesting, to codify things that shouldn't be part of the electoral process, including, of course, an election that lasts forever instead of
exactly.
one day.
Right.
So we have a lot of reforming to do and a lot of work to do to return to the United States of America that we knew.
Exactly. Well, this is why, James, also critical to this formula is we the people's participation, whether it's as poll watchers, whether it is as voters. We cannot sit back and think that a red wave is inevitable or that we should give up on this American dream. It is up to us that know better and us that understand the Constitution that commands us to get involved when it says we the people. That means you, it means me, everybody participating. This is a participation type engagement. You cannot call it in. You must fill out a ballot. And also, if you've got time to volunteer and be a poll watcher, we need to have the eyes of truthful people, of credible people, keeping an eye on what's happening at the ballot box. Because as Karl Marx was so famously known for saying, that it's not about who votes, it's about who counts the votes, right?
Yeah, we need overwhelming turnout. That means exactly what you say, that people say, look, not only am I going to vote, I'm going to make sure everyone in my family votes. I'm going to make sure all of my friends vote. I'm going to make sure all these reluctant independents and Republicans and even people who think the fix is in come out there so that we to overwhelm the opposition with turnout. And that's happened in the primaries where all of these underdog candidates who are underfunded won in the primaries against really what appeared to be unbeatable odds. Perfect example, someone I've written about in my latest column, is Carrie Lake. When Carrie Lake ran in Arizona in her primary, she was running against this powerful Republican establishment. She was outspent 10 to 1. 10 to 1.
Yes.
She was running against Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and the incumbent governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey. So, I mean, and, of course, the polls showed her losing. You know, the usual thing. They were trying to get people despondent. And I believe the same thing's going to happen in the general election now. In Arizona's kind of one of those bellwether states. It's become one of the most volatile campaigns, but almost anywhere where you have both the governor and the senatorial election in play, the Democrat dark money and even visible money is pouring in record numbers in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia. And the opposition research has cranked up, trying to destroy the reputation of the Republican contender like they've done with Herschel Walker. And they're doing that with Carrie Lake right now. So it's so everyone has to get out and vote. And as a matter of fact, you vote as if your life depends on it. Because it's been proven in the last few years.
Because it does.
It does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the thing is, watch what these pollsters are doing now, James. They've done the everything, every cycle. They prejudice the Democrats. They allow a foot, not even a thumb, but a foot to be on the scale. And they project these outrageous numbers, and then all of a sudden we start getting a week or two out after opinion has been, you know, really firmed up, and they start tightening up the polls and they start coming more into conformity, and that's so that they can hold on to some sort of semblance of credibility. Otherwise, if they still held on to, you know, these leads by 17 points or whatever, people would just laugh them off. But, you know, it's a two-sided sword, because they end up discouraging their own base by giving out these false numbers, right? And they figure, okay, well, we're so far ahead, I don't need to come out and vote. And then meanwhile, you know, it really encourages, you know, conservatives to come out because they look at, you know, it ain't over. Because, you know, like every one of our sports teams, until that last out is confirmed, or the time runs out on the clock, hey, we're still on the field and we're still playing hard, aren't we?
No, of course. And, yeah, you bring up that with pollsters, that pattern we've seen over and over again. I mean, the pollsters have been so wrong on the national level. It's, I mean, really, no one really takes them seriously anymore. And you're right, some of the pollsters, they're almost all ideological, and some of them get concerned about their next job after the election, so they start to get a little bit more real and tighten them up.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, they're very, they've fudge the numbers as much as they can, even
yeah, right,
with the tightening, and make you know, their favorite candidate come out just a little bit ahead.
Well, but like you said, it's for their next job. It's their next. It's just like, you know, whether you're talking Dr. Fauci or any of these climate scientists. I mean, they're looking forward to that research money, and they're going to respond to the one who's pulling the strings and holds on to all that cash that can dole it out to them, right?
Yeah, of course. And most of the polling companies, they don't just make their living doing political polls. They make their living doing market research for companies. And so they have to try to nurture a brand. And so that's why you'll notice the polls that are the least trustworthy are the media polls.
Yes.
They partner up sometimes with polling companies, but you can tell, in many cases, you know, when it's a Washington Post / some other polling company, those polls are the least trustworthy. But in this election cycle, I think we have an even greater confounding variable, as the pollsters call it, and that is the reluctance of the 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with James Herson continues. I want to pick up on where we left off regarding the pollsters, but before we do, James, I do want to bring up, you know, this whole cycle, this midterm, you know, debate season, everything has been quite interesting. And I thought one of the most provocative moments and telling moments was what happened in Ohio between J.D. Vance and Congressman Ryan there, Senator Ryan. This was, this couldn't have been better set up if J.D. Vance had planned on it. A debate moderator, if you remember, brought up the topic of exceptions, abortion exceptions, right? Because that's what they argue about. They always argue about, well, in the case of the mother and, you know, and incest and rape. I mean, we're talking 1%, according to Guttmacher, 1% of the abortions fall in that category. And for that 1%, they want to make it seem like it's 99 with all their narrative and everything. But, you know, the debate monitor decides to bring up this exception of this 10-year-old Ohio girl, as you recall, who was raped, and her family took her to a neighboring Indiana to get an abortion because the six-week limit had passed in her home state. We subsequently found out that the girl could have stayed in Ohio, had the abortion there, because there are some reasonable exceptions on this specific issue. But it was interesting because, you know, when J.D. Vance addressed this issue with the 10-year-old girl that was raped in their community, raped in their state, he says, in the first place, he says, the thing the media and Congressman Ryan, they talk about this all the time, the thing they never mention is that poor girl was raped by an illegal alien, James. He was an illegal alien that raped her. And said that somebody who should have never been in the state in the first place, J.D. Vance said. The Republican then pinned the issue right on Ryan. Says, you voted so many times against border wall funding, so many times for amnesty, Tim. You are the one that's complicit in this injury that was done to this 10-year-old child. Now, it was interesting that a conservative commentator said this is the exact moment where J.D. Vance won the Ohio Senate seat. He says it's over. And it only took 30 seconds. I mean, this is something that the rest of the conservatives should listen, and they should make sure that's part of their argument in debating the abortion issue, right?
Yes, and for those Democratic candidates that have debated, what they think is the winning issue has boomeranged. It happened, as you point out, with J.D. Vance. It happened with Herschel Walker, because Herschel Walker, the issue of abortion came up with this Warnock character, who is a senator, and it... You know, Warnock was rambling on about how the room, which has a woman and her doctor, the government shouldn't be in the room, and men shouldn't be in the room, and politicians shouldn't be in the room. And Herschel says, well, I just want to remind you, you haven't mentioned there's a baby in the room. And that was the moment Herschel Walker won the Georgia Senate seat. And that's interesting because you got guys like Fetterman in Pennsylvania who won't debate. And then I mentioned in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, the former Secretary of State, who basically enabled the debacle of the election in 2020 in Arizona, is running and refuses to debate, has all these inane, ridiculous reasons, and we all know the reason. Carrie Lake, who would want to debate Carrie Lake? She is one of the best communicators out there. She's a star in the making. Mm-hmm. But Katie Hobbs refusing has caused a bunch of Democrats to basically lash out at Katie Hobbs right before the midterm election, including David Axelrod. Including a whole bunch of the Democrats. One of them was the chairman of the committee of the presidential election in 2020 in Arizona. And was basically saying that what Katie Hobbs has done by refusing to debate is political malpractice.
Yes, exactly. Like that.
But anyway, it's fascinating to see. I think some of these people have watched what happened with what you described, the situation with J.D. Vance, the one I described with Herschel Walker. They say, you know, maybe it'd be better if we don't debate, because the only thing they can bring up right now, according to their talking points memo, they can talk about January 6th. They can talk about Trump, and they can talk about abortion. Or negative attacks on their opponent, but there's no record. There's a zero record, because what is the record? The record is people's lives being wrecked, the standard of living in the United States falling precipitously, the 401ks down an average of 34%, the inflation rate, running worldwide at 10%, you know, this is an understatement that it's 8% in the United States. Everybody knows when it comes to food and gas, it's more like, you know, 40%. Mm. And so, you know, it's people, I think that, you know, we used to talk about the silent majority. I think that what we have here is an angry populace that can't wait to go to the polls.
Exactly.
Refuses to talk to polling companies. And I think what we're seeing, we're going to see the red tsunami. And the question is it going to expose all of the illicit actions of Democratic operatives in blue states? I hope it does.
Yeah, I think so. For the health of our country, for even the health of the Democratic Party, all things considered, James, even though there are so many policies that I don't agree with, but you're exactly right. I think the Democrats could only hope that they started at zero. But to your point, they're actually starting at such a deficit, because every one of the policies enacted by the Democrats associated with the standard bearer, the President of the United States, they lead both houses They're in control of all three levers of government, and they've brought it all to its knees single-handedly. There is not one thing positive that you can say. See, so now let's get back to the basics of marketing, that in the absence of message, then you must have money. And the Democrats are doing everything they can to bring money to bear. And like you said, they're going in and bringing it out of state. They're using outside money, in whether it's in Arizona, whether it's targeted for Ohio or Nevada. Time and again, it's outside money because they don't have the message. But Carrie Lake, J.D. Vance, Herschel Walker, others like them, the conservatives, all part of the MAGA movement that believe in America first, that believe in these foundational principles that undergird our U.S. Constitution, that message is still a winner, isn't it, James?
Of course it is. And that's part of the reason that we see all of these exaggerated approaches to dealing with Trump and the people that voted for Trump and the people that follow his principles. And it was really, it came to an apex when we saw Biden in that, the red speech with the red light.
Yes, exactly.
In a Hitlerian kind of optic, pointing his finger and saying, the MAGA Republicans are the threat to democracy. They're the reason we're having problems. So let's basically make them the hated scapegoat. That was the goal.
Mm-hmm.
It failed miserably, and it continues to fail. And it's like, it truly is deja vu all over again, because if you just happen to accidentally turn your television to MSNBC, it is 24/7, January 6th, Trump, MAGA,
yes.
Republicans are a threat to democracy, and our democracy, election deniers, and maybe every once in a while they'll have a PSA with Greta Thunberg saying, how dare you? And that's it. So, there's no news.
Yes.
Not a stitch of news or any kind of useful information. It's all propaganda. The Hill today, The Hill has a piece saying that the title of the piece is Kamala Harris is the most monumental vice president in history. That's
the
title. This is, they call people who question the 2020 election and say there's some things, that we, maybe all the swing states stop voting at the same time. Maybe we ought to look into that. They call them election deniers.
Mm-hmm.
But these people in the mainstream media are reality deniers.
Yes.
They deny facts. They deny truth. And they just, with mendacity, just repeat what they think is the big lie of the day. But the problem is the American people have become inured to it. They pay no attention to it, and they're going to speak very, very loudly, very soon.
Yeah, because, the thing is, James, it's all projection. And the American people understand that. I mean, they've been hearing this over and over again, for the last 5 years especially. And they're going, that's not me. That's not my neighbor. I don't know what you're talking about. And then you realize when the truth comes out, oh, that's right. That's you. You're the one. Okay. We get that loud and clear. James, we got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate the brilliant insight. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. Thank you, James. Best to you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Pray, vote, and don't worry.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.